producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Such a good day to be with you, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. And you like the way the emphasis is on Roberta, Roberta Fasanelli.
I'm sorry,
Roberta.
Huh? Have you been drinking?
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. We didn't go drinking on Saturday night.
It's on a sugar high.
You didn't go drinking Saturday night.
No, we didn't go drinking Saturday night. I was too tired.
Have you gone drinking any Saturday night, Doug?
We once in a while have a little bit of a pop.
He hits up the sangria and the Midori Sours.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Big fruity drinks.
Saturday night. Speaking of celebrating, Marriott is buying the Sheraton Hotel chain.
Yeah, you see that? Wow.
For a $12 billion deal. It'll create the largest hotel chain in the world.
Wow.
Yep.
5,500 hotels, 1 million rooms. Now, Gary, this is another example of big getting bigger, 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 bigger. Will it be better? Marriott's an okay. I think they're a quality outfit.
Okay, not bad.
Sheraton is okay.
I like Starwood better, actually.
Well, Starwood is Sheraton.
Sheraton, yeah. Westin, yeah, they have the W, too, I think.
Yeah, they do have the W.
Right. So whether it's, I guess it'd be good for both the stocks if you were buying stuff. You always think the day after, gee, I wish I bought stock in that yesterday. All of those.
That would be called insider trading.
Yes, it would be.
I've heard about it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. The health care business is a scrutiny. I'm sort of looking at a couple of different business stories and how we are being affected by the costs of things like insurance. There are now people from the administration once again urging you, if you haven't signed up for health insurance yet under the Affordable Health Care Act, to get going and make sure you sign up. Low premiums, they're trumpeting. And so this is the conundrum. The first year is usually a good year in terms of getting on and having, if you haven't had insurance, so you get on, it doesn't cost you a lot. But then consumers are saying the sticker shock after the front end is loaded, so it doesn't cost a lot the first year and maybe even the second year. But when you purchase these plans and you look at the back end and how people are now having to live with sky-high deductibles, those people would say, well, which would you rather have? A high deductible and some kind of insurance or no insurance at all? And I think, frankly, a lot of people are saying, I'd rather have no insurance at all and do what I did before. If I need a fix on something, I go to the emergency room.
No, wait a minute. But everybody that I know, their rate has almost tripled.
That's what I'm just saying.
And the deductible. So
the deductible has tripled and the rate
and the
tripled.
Rate.
Yeah. This is after the first year. That's the insidious part of this. The first year, it doesn't cost a lot because they load it all onto the back end. It would be like buying a house with a balloon payment at the end. That's really what it is.
Right.
It's a balloon payment at the end. And so it really is sending people into a city.
If I didn't have kids,
you
would
have
totally, no.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
If I didn't,
you bet on yourself.
Well,
I would just walk into the emergency room and say, fix me. It's your problem.
Well, I think that the president and people putting this out misinterpreted what would happen, because I think they thought all the 20-somethings would say, yeah, I'll take this insurance, and they'd support the older people.
They can't afford it. The 20-somethings
but they
can't
afford it. And then they're just like, well, you know what? I'm pretty healthy. If I break a leg, I'll just go to the emergency room. I mean, you know, it was kind of a misunderstanding, I think.
A misunderstanding?
It's a big money. Well, I think
the only people that are signing
people
up,
thought they would all sign up
are the people who could not get insurance before, who weren't healthy enough and could not get it.
Who were sickly and denied. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're paying for that, and that's fine. I mean, that's what we're supposed to fix, is help people who were getting bumped off because insurance companies didn't want to cover them, covered.
All right. So
you messed up on plan A.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of messing up, the city of Baltimore, Maryland, why the people who live there are putting up with this, the crime rate has tripled since the event, and the death toll, the murder count, is 300 uninvestigated murders in Baltimore. How do you stand?
You were a cop. Would
why
you work hard
there
in Baltimore?
I think that if you're a cop and you take the money, you better be working, or you ought to go get a job someplace else. You should be fired.
But when you have no support and you feel like you're going to get thrown in jail,
and when you've got 15 to 20 years invested in a retirement, and all of a sudden you're mayor.
So why are the people who live there putting up with this? Why aren't they? Why have they recalled the mayor? Why is the federal government sticking in their nose into everything? Why are they sticking their nose into this?
Why are the people of Baltimore doing this?
Okay, either or. Either or, Richie. Some are doing and some are accepting. 300 unsolved murders in the city so far this year.
I have friends who live in Baltimore. It's just up the road here.
Yeah, right.
And all 300 of those murders, they're not happening down in the Inner Harbor. They're not happening down at...
No, the Inner Harbor is great. There's no crime down there. They can make sure to keep it clean where they keep Campbell... What is it? The Campbell Yards, what do they call them?
Camden Yards. Which is right next to the Ravens Stadium, M&T Bank Stadium, which is right next to the Inner Harbor, which is right next to the, you know, all the other touristy stuff down there. Not happening there. It's all happening in the hood. It's all the gang fighting. They're all going after each other.
That's why they're not paying attention to it, because if they all let them kill each other off.
Could be.
Well, I still find that it's nauseous what you get out of that circumstance.
Well, if they started shooting up the Inner Harbor, they'd be on it pretty quickly.
Yeah, right. And one would wonder what the percentage of black policemen to white policemen is in Baltimore.
There's a lot of black policemen in Baltimore.
Yeah, we know that already, I think. Right. It's not a big disparity.
13 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so let's see where we are as Thanksgiving approaches. It's just a few days away.
I can't. It's next week, right?
Yep. Sitting at the table.
Wow.
How will you look to your friends and family? Are you going to look the same as you did last year? Are you going to look better than you have in years? I think that I would choose, if it were me, and I was a little tired looking last year, I'd want to look a lot better this year.
You don't want people whispering, oh,
yeah, what's wrong with Ann? Yeah, right,
she's
exactly.
She's so old. Well, she's not aging well.
All right, so instead of talking about Roberta that way, call for Genucel, 800-543-9262. What does Genucel do? Genucel takes years, maybe even decades off of your face.
I need
face.
Some more, Doug.
I know you do, Roberta. Unsightly bags, unsightly puffiness, unsightly lines. Genucel, 800-543-9262. And when you order a regular 3-month supply of Genucel, which is the normal period of time that you get these orders, they'll give you a bottle, I guess actually a tube, of the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. That comes free. Genucel works. Platinum Dark Circle treatment, I mean, I guess the name of that would tell you what it does. It works together in tandem, so you're going to look so much better to the people that you see around the Thanksgiving table. 800-543-9262. Get it, use it, like it, or your money back. Genucel, 800-543-9262. Try it tonight. Lines, wrinkles, puffiness, all that stuff, gone tomorrow, or your money back. Keep using it, because it'll keep your face looking ever so young, fresh. That's what you like, your eyes to look fresh. 800-543-9262.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, there is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Okay, from authoritative sources, there may be a problem in Milwaukee, a zombie apocalypse. Some people said there was a zombie apocalypse going on.
I feel like there is.
There's an empty casket that apparently just dropped out of the sky onto a rural highway.
Out of the sky?
Over the weekend.
Awesome.
A driver alerted authorities after spotting the casket on the side of the road in Friendship, Wisconsin, about 80 miles north of Madison. An unidentified man came forward to claim the casket, telling authorities it fell out of a boat he was pulling with his truck.
He had a casket inside his boat.
Right, and the boat was on top of his
truck.
Right, the boat was on top of his truck. There was no sign it had ever had a body in it, said the deputy who checked this out. They were wondering whether there was a grave robbery or some kind of zombie apocalypse.
Hey, any of you guys see a coffin hanging around here?
That lady that was hanging out in my yard, I would have guessed she was a zombie. I mean, my goodness.
Yes, right.
It would have surprised me.
All right, here's the good
news.
Aren't
you glad to be so famous that you got people stalking you, Jen?
Yes,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Totally.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, the news from Lexington, Kentucky today. From now through the holiday season, parking tickets can be paid with a donation of canned food.
Love it.
To the local.
What a great idea.
Called Food for Fines.
Oh, yes.
City's Parking Authority accepting cans for citations from now until Christmas.
Fabulous.
Those who donate 10 canned food items will receive $15 credit on citations. Customers with a lot of citations may bring in 10 cans per citation.
Sponsored by your local Kroger grocery store.
Great idea.
They tried it last year and they got 6,200 cans of food.
Wow.
For the Food for Fines program. So they decided they'd try it again this year. I think it's a pretty good idea. It ought to be something that everybody does, frankly. Good idea. That's from the Doug Steffen Good Idea Department at 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They want to go on a world tour.
Oh, jeez.
Dish Nation.
I'd love to see him, but I won't.
Says that Axl Rose and lead guitarist Slash, who last shared a stage together in 1993, have mended their broken fences and want to hit the road together again.
Cha-ching.
Dizzy Reed, the keyboard player, says the reunion isn't a whether but a when. This is a lot of dough, as Richie is suggesting. The biggest hurdle could be the rift that had existed between Axl Rose and Slash. What was the problem, Richie? Why was that?
Axl Rose is crazy.
Oh. Money, drugs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Who would have ever figured that Slash would be the sane one out of this group?
Right.
After all, you can see Axl is a cigarette Rose jutting out of his mouth
right
underneath his hair.
Axl Rose is nuts. The guy's crazy. I guarantee you that if you buy tickets to this show and it's an 8 o'clock show, you'll be lucky if they come on stage at 11 p.m.
Really?
Axl never shows up for on time for anything.
He's notorious for that.
Never mind, the music sucks. But.
No, the music is great.
Let me say something, man.
All right, here's what I call good music. The lady who is now only, I think, 29 years old, starting when she was 21. I think there's a song called 21. Didn't she do a song called 21? I'm pretty sure. She did. How motherhood has changed her life.
You need to hand me your man card, by the way.
Why is that? I like this. This is good stuff.
Bashing Guns N' Roses and then saying I love Adele.
And talking about women in menopause. Oh, my God.
Right. Turn my man card.
He's a sensitive guy.
Hand it over.
He's a sensitive guy.
Heart on sleeve emotion and a gorgeous voice. What a great, great, great voice. Adele Atkins won the Grammy as Best New Artist in 2008. And then from that point now, she has touched a lot of people with her strong vocal sound. 30 million albums worldwide, 11 million of them here in the United States. I think she's, I would say that other than fresh, I would call her sincere. There's something that comes through her music. The stories that she tells seem real and sincere.
Hey, you know what else it is? It's her voice. It's now the man here, Doug.
Okay.
I can like the hard rock and the good
really,
voice, right?
Really, that's yeah.
She's got so much sincerity to her voice.
Great stories.
It's not just pipes screaming at a high level. She's actually got texture and sincerity
well,
to
nice
her voice. Voice.
Yes. The song Rolling in the Deep is a good song, I think. And her new song, I find quite appealing. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yep. So, you just kind of, you look at somebody, they're always trying to do, people that write stories in various magazines are always trying to find the dirt on somebody. I don't, I can't see there is any dirt on this woman. She's just, there's some people make fun of her because they think she's a little heavy, but that's the mind, you know, that's the mindset of morons. Just listen to this. And she, by the way, writes the music, I believe. These are really her stories. The only exception to that, I think, is the James Bond theme that she did to Skyfall. And by the way, this guy, Smith, does the new James Bond theme, does quite a good job with it.
And Guns N' Roses and Adele have one thing in common?
What's that?
Live and Let Die. They both did Bond themes.
Right.
Ah, didn't they? 28 after the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. you'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Stephen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know that I am very interested in animal rights. I am not a PETA person. I think PETA is ridiculous. The way they approach the issue is foolish and often doesn't get the job done because of their eccentricity. Having said that, however, you can look at, although I don't do it so much on my, once in a while we post something on one of our blogs or Facebook or Twitter, but I know that the Facebook page of my biggest fan has lots and lots and lots of focus on what we both believe to be a very important issue in our country, and that is how animals of all sizes, dogs, the fact that I'm trying to set up a bovine, equine, and canine center on the farm as we move ahead is one indication of how we look at it. But when I see things like this, I just wonder how people think. There is a new group. There are half a dozen animal rights groups around that are moderate, and then there are three or four that are like PETA. This particular group is lobbying to outlaw owners of dogs from shooting them to put them down instead of using more humane ways to euthanize them. I remember this is something that is very close to me because I know on the farm as a kid, that is how they used to euthanize the dogs. When they got old and sick, the farm, you know, we had 22s, and I didn't use them, but the farmers had 22s, and when the dogs got old, instead of bringing them to the vet or euthanizing them in a way that seems to be more of the case today, they would just shoot them in the head, and that would be the end of them. And I, you know, you think about the trauma. I don't really know.
That doesn't happen anymore, though, right?
Well, yeah, actually, there are a lot of people in certain parts of our country who shoot ailing dogs to put them down instead of euthanizing them because it doesn't, you got a gun, you got a bullet, you shoot them, it doesn't cost you any money.
How is that inhumane?
How is that inhumane?
That's the question. That's why I brought it up, Roberta. Because when they're dead, they're dead. They're not suffering. They would be dead instantly with the shot to the head.
And that's the thing. And think about when you have to bring a dog to, let's say, a vet to be euthanized.
Mm.
Do you not think the dog reads what's going on? Mm-hmm. Do you not think the dog feels the emotions that you're feeling and is disturbed by them?
Absolutely.
Right?
I don't know.
I could never do that with Charlotte. That was as tragic and horrible as it was that she died the way she did and when she did. I would never, my son said to me, and he was right, and Meredith said, I would never have had the courage to bring her to put her to sleep. Never.
That's the hardest thing ever.
But shooting the dog, I mean, as gruesome as it might sound, it's an instant thing.
Is it gruesome? Is that just,
the dog is a
picture in your mind of somebody holding a gun to the head of a dog.
You could never pull the trigger on Charlotte.
No, of course
it's
I could. I would not have done that under any circumstances. I put a cow to sleep.
With a needle.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. But the way most people, they kill a cow. Well, they bring them to the slaughterhouse and they hit them over the head and they cut their throat because then that way they can bleed out.
Thank you.
Well, that's how it gets done. That's how pigs. That's how they all get done. They bring them in and they hit them somehow or other. They stun them and they just slit their throat.
But out there, there's pressure guns that don't use bullets, but basically have the same effect, so you don't have all like the gory stuff.
I don't know about that, Roberta. I'll take your word for it. I don't know about that. But anyway,
I'm just thinking for the dog.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's actually more humane to shoot them.
I don't know.
Then to put them through all that, it'd be like an hour. You got to put the dog in the car. The family's crying. You bring in the dog to the vet. The vet fears the dog. The dog fears the vet, maybe from past experience, needles or what have you, that they associate the vet with.
Mm.
There's an awful lot of emotional trauma going on there.
I think the emotional trauma.
I'm going to put a metal detector at my house in case you guys start feeling nostalgic for me. Put a metal detector across the day horn.
I think the best thing you better do is for yourself and everybody else to get out of that neighborhood. All right. So this is what I grew up around on the farm and never felt comfortable. When I was told, I remember a black Labrador being shot, and I was maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I remember the dog I didn't really ever warm up to the dog, but I thought afterwards when they told me that they shot the dog, there's something about those words that is tough on humans. Is it tough on the dog?
Scooby.
All right, moving back to the farm.
Did you
get
that in your head?
There is new and positive news for those of you who collect piles of manure. Hog manure, specifically.
Oh, perfectly.
That should be pig manure. Pig manure, according to research being done now on some of the ag campuses, may produce renewable natural gas. See, I don't see what's new or news about this. Coming from my farm background, anything that decomposes is going to create gas. At this time of year, most farmers have finished filling their silos with corn. The gas that is produced by the corn as the silo is filled has killed many a farmer. You never ever go into the silo to straighten out the corn, pack it down when it's being filled, because the gas is unlivable. It is so strong, so heavy, and that's the same with anything that has to do with a rotting carcass or with the manure itself, and all of this stuff is changing because of the microbial features in it and the digestion, which creates gas. So now in Missouri, where there's a lot of other gas floating around, there's a new biogas project that's trying to collect the gas from the manure of a couple of million pigs at various farms, and I don't know why this is so. I don't see any difference, frankly, between the gas from hogs, the gas from cows, the gas from horses. It's pretty much all methane. It's all the same gas. Cows and hogs may have more of it than horses. I'll listen to that. Horses are better because they don't pass as much gas. Well, maybe that's true. But at any rate, This is a priority because we have so much focus now on renewable sources of energy and how do we pay the light bill. Farmers are tired, so a lot of farmers are putting up solar. I'm actually thinking about that as well. I've been toying with it for 3 or 4 years, but I think maybe there's a piece of it that now makes it more realistic. Wind, some places that works, but certainly the gases on the farm that come from the animals is a perfect way for you to produce electricity. So when people say, oh, it smells, come on.
It's a renewable source.
Have you ever been around Aunt Lulu when she goes to the bathroom? What's the difference? You can capture that and use it for energy.
Good Lord.
What? You know, what?
No,
what do you mean, good Lord?
I agree. I think it's the best.
You've obviously never been on a trip with Roberta, Jennifer.
Obviously.
What? I missed out. I use poopery.
Oh, my God.
That's real, by the way. She's not kidding. It's a real product.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yes, it is a real product.
Okay.
Poopery.
There's a scam that I want to alert everybody about. Scam time. There is a, it's called the grandma scam. Grandma scam works like this. Phone rings. Voice on the other end of the phone says, I'm sorry, I think it's your birthday. Hi, Grandma, I can't quite talk well. This is a teenager's voice. And Grandma says, no, I don't recognize your voice. You're not my grandson. Oh, I got a bad cough.
Grandma, but your eyes are too big or whatever.
So this is something that many of you may have already heard. There are people who are calling and saying, Grandma, I got a problem. She'll say, is this Timmy? And then they'll grab on whatever the voice. It's Timmy. I got a problem. I went to Mexico for the weekend with some friends and got really sick, and now they won't let me out of the hospital unless I pay the bill in cash. Can you wire me the money? This is the oldest.
It happened to Holland Cook, remember?
Right. This
Cook.
Is a hospital scam. This guy, these other people, this is Grandma. You can send it to me. I've gotten these any number of times. $2,000 is what they're usually looking for. I want $2,000. Yeah, my Nigerian grandson or nephew or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So the point is, if somebody calling you and you're a grandma and he says he's your grandson or your granddaughter and you don't recognize the voice,
hang up.
Hello, goodbye, adios. But the brazenness of this stuff, the balsam that it takes to pull this off, and yet people they get suckered into it, otherwise it wouldn't work.
Especially old people, a lot of them don't.
I don't recognize. Yeah, exactly. I don't. Is that you, Timmy?
And they're so happy to have somebody contact them and talk to them. And, of course, I'll help you. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I think if you have an elderly parent or loved one, you should really try to do something to help control their finances.
Yeah,
so
right.
They don't get jerked out of everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. 44 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen. But the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
For those of you, it's 47 at the hour, by the way. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and I focus still on Friday night's terrorism and these attacks that took place all over France at the same time. One of the things, this is one of those what do you do or behind-the-scenes stories that nobody really thinks about. Because of the extended stay of travelers, they shut the airports down. And I think they opened them up last night, but I'm not sure. They have some flights that are going in and out of Paris.
The airports are open, yeah.
The airports are open.
Yeah, they never really closed them.
Right. I had a friend fly out of the Gaulle this morning and into Ireland.
There were a lot of people who had no place to go, though, and I thought it was interesting how the Airbnb business covered the extended stays of a lot of people that got stranded in Paris over the weekend.
They put out a notice asking people that if you had Airbnb guests, to please let them stay free.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
People did.
Citizens of Paris just opened their doors and were just people on the street. Come on in. Get off of the streets. Get off the streets. How nice that was. Yet at the same time, how dangerous.
It's much more likely to happen in a city like that. You wouldn't have that happening necessarily out in the country. One of the things we were saying earlier is how, unfortunately, these people are now aiming for smaller or medium-sized cities or towns instead of the big cities. That seems to be where the warnings are coming for those over here. I don't even want to get involved in that because I don't want to scare people unnecessarily. I'd rather talk about Crayola.
I used to
call them crayons.
Yeah, me too.
You call them crayons? Crayola was the crayon company. There are different kinds of crayons.
I always say
Crayola is better.
But it's like Kleenex. Kleenex is a tissue, but people call it Kleenex.
Right, or Coke.
Yeah, right, Coke. Exactly.
You say it wrong, Rich. How do you say it?
Crowns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's crowns?
I can't say crayons.
Oh.
Sounds like something from Star Trek.
Crayola has new coloring books for adults for Christmas time this year.
Yeah, I've seen these.
For the first time.
I'm going to get my wife one.
$9.99 adult coloring books. Company is selling a variety of colored pencils and markers as well as the crayons because it's harder to stay in the lines. for adults as well as for children. Ever use a crayon?
I have one, and it is such a stress reliever.
Really, the book
is coloring.
Yep.
Oh my
really?
God, coloring is wonderful, and it just amuses me that all of a sudden everybody's on the coloring bandwagon.
Yeah,
I've been coloring for years. It's been my little secret.
Really,
that I love to color.
No wonder, no. Well, the Crayola people say that they have on their website several different. You can buy them or you can download them. They downloaded about 100,000 times various crayon or color books, but they expect to be very popular this Christmas. So
here's
an idea for those of you looking for the gift for the person who has everything. Yeah. True Colors, 51 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us today is Richard Schimmel, former BuzzFeed contributor. He's an observer of the scene when it comes to technology. He's pretty sharp, quickie, and we'll get some demonstrations of that sharpness in a moment here on Good Day.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so Richard... you have been observing, has it been any different for people like you who are watching the scene? I would guess not. A lot of people are commenting on the messaging that's coming from those who might be in danger, a lot of Facebook posting, that sort of thing. What do we ISIS actually may be using some new messaging apps as well. How much of a problem, and how quickly can you change? How do people get notified that maybe something different is afoot here on either side?
It's real difficult, Doug. There are new apps being developed all the time, messaging apps, and a few of them are encrypted apps. And once they get on the market, ISIS or ISIL or ISIM can use them to communicate, and the intelligence agencies really haven't broken the code if they're able to break the code by then. So, you know, they're using Facebook, they're using, you know, it goes back to World War II when they used crossword puzzles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so the intelligence agencies have to be one or two steps ahead, if possible. But in this new era of social media, you've got a lot of older people working in these intelligence agencies. That's why they're recruiting the young people now. It's just amazing.
Isn't it interesting? You draw a parallel. I wasn't thinking about it that way. How many good movies have we seen about various things that came as a result? There was a movie last year, I think, as a matter of fact, with that fellow, he's got a strange name, who was a decoder, and how many instances there were of saves made because the people, the good guys, figured out what the code was that was being used by the bad guys. And so this is modern day results of the same thing,
right?
In essence, yeah.
The real war is going to be, and you know, a friend of mine wrote about it last week, is whoever can kill the internet first. That's going to be the real victor in a war, because we're all relying on that so much in our lives.
Yeah, we're all relying on so many different things. A fellow came to me, my technology guy and I were talking on Friday about tablets. He thought I should change my iPad to a newer, the bigger iPad that has a keyboard with it. And I wonder, as you look at those things and see how many of them, when I rent a car, for example, from Enterprise, they have a tablet. That's all they use. You scribble your name on the screen, no more paper. And so whether it's at home or at work, tablets seem to be the way that most companies are going. This has to be, I guess that's expensive, but it's a way of them saving money over a period of time. But it also must be great for the marketers. Mostly Apple benefits from this. Isn't that the case?
It is the case. But I was just, you know, researching today, I was reading on Forbes that tablets are slowing down.
Really?
You know, and I'll send the article to you guys on it. But tablets are slowing down because how much more can you do with a tablet? And then again, the self-reliance on tablets by businesses.
Well, so what are they being, if they're slowed down, what's the replacement?
You got to remember, the market has now been flooded with these things.
Yeah.
Where before, not everybody had one or not everybody had two, and now we all do.
Who has two? You have two?
I have four.
You have four tablets?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have smartphones? You have tablets instead of smartphones?
We're both.
Really?
Check your kids, man.
Tablets are the critical mass.
Yeah.
Right.
I think people use their phones a lot. I mean, you know, when I travel, it's nice to have my tablet to read and do email, but otherwise, I've always got my phone.
Me too. Use the iPhone.
Right.
An amazing reality where all this stuff is going. Wow. Richard, thanks for your input. Richard Schimmel, Tech and Media Observer here on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.